Senate Bill 81, an act to limit the Department of Labor's authority to recommend settlements in labor disputes. Senator Munson moves that the Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 81.
Is there a second? Remarks on those motions.
Madam President, thank you. Senate Bill 81 was the bill that to limit Department of Labor's authority in settlements of labor disputes that they have when they're at impasse. And they put an amendment on the House side that took out the specific criteria that was requested in the original bill, and they took it out because they felt at that point they don't need it. And so it left that the rationale can be determined by the Department of Labor, but at the same time, they will have to give the rationale for how they ruled on specific issues in impasse. So I would just ask that we could concur. Thank you.
Further remarks? Hearing none, the question being on Senator Munson's motion that the Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 81. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
APA?
Aye.
Bogue?
Aye.
Rose?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Craddock? Dugard?
Aye.
DeHuig?
Aye.
Dennert?
Aye.
Dietrich Larry?
Aye.
Dietrich Elmer?
Aye.
Drake? Duxbury,
aye.
Everest,
aye.
Greenfield, Hagen,
aye.
Ham,
aye.
Huttmacher,
aye.
Cleven, Ketzel,
aye.
Koskin,
no.
Madden, McCracken,
aye.
McIntyre,
aye.
Moore,
aye.
Munson,
aye.
Olson,
aye.
Putnam,
aye.
Reedy,
aye.
Staggers,
aye.
Sutton,
aye.
Simmons,
aye.
Vitter, Valesky, Whiting,
aye.
Senator APA, APA, Senator Craddock, Craddock, Senator Drake, Drake, Senator Greenfield, Senator Cleven, Senator Madden. Madam President, ayes 26, nays 1, excused 8.
The motion is received an affirmative vote of the majority as amendment-elect. The President declares the motion carried and the amendments are concurred with.